I have heard an expression, a single black bird can block the clear sky. Though this might be so, I would say, even a great flock of blackbirds do not hinder the clear sky. Even wispy clouds can seem to hinder the sky, but, ah, so beautiful, wispy, cloudy sky. Things don't go the way we want. Things not going the way we want. Circumstances not being what we want. These are all wonderful opportunities to see reactiveness, to see arising, entangling emotion thoughts of all sorts. Unfortunately, these often result in intolerances, if I use a generalized word, intolerance of this moment as is, fighting reality with all sorts of things, anger, sadness, thoughts, words, self-delusions, greeds, and sometimes even violence or other actions, fighting this moment on the outside, so to speak, and fighting this moment on the inside. All sorts of dukkha. This is what the Buddha allows us to see, points out, encouraging us to look. Do I, you, we notice intolerance and hatred of others, intolerance and even hatred of how we seem or how we are right here, right now? In many aspects of our life, we can see this, even when we're alone, even when we are with those close to us, or even when we look at the world, those in the world, we look in many ways, whether with media, people at a distance, stories we hear. We can see this social, in social events, in political events, in political discourse. And of course, unfortunately, we notice this in facing the violence and hatreds that we humans impose on each other. Whether in a big city where they have drive-by shooting and killings and harmings, in one of the many wars that are ongoing throughout the world, which we hear of at a distance, hopefully, and not in the when we're in the midst of it, or in some of what we call random terrorism against groups of people. Some of you have brought this up. Some of us have brought this up recently. And especially in terms of our frustration and inability to deal with the frustration and differences of intolerance and difficulties. Some of you might have heard about this, that this seems to be more prevalent now among children and teenagers, as well as adults of many ages. But the children and teens is something they seem to have found occurring more. And of course, they explain it as a result of, or they see it at the end of the periods when children were kept out of school, kept out of social interactions, and all of a sudden there's reports that children seem to have failed to develop or have lost their ability to deal with others, to work with and tolerate differences, to work with realities that don't go along with their expectations and requirements of self, of others, of the universe. People are just short-tempered, or so it's been reported, on short fuses. Interesting. Of course, this, if we look closely, this is present in human life in many ways and has been present long before these recent COVID actions. These are the myriad forms of hatred, anger, violence, which was, of course, even evident in the Buddha's time and life and are discussed in the sutras, not just among others, but even the Buddha himself was subject to this. We humans have a hard time in practicing with self-entanglement, self-delusion, self-dreams and nightmares. So, maybe I can bring up a case and we could look at aspects of this. The Blue Cliff Record, case 13, excuse me. Pa Ling's snow in a silver bowl. The pointer or introductory remarks. Clouds are frozen over the great plains, but the whole world is not hidden. When snow covers the white flowers, it's hard to distinguish the outlines. In coldness, it is as cold as snow and ice. In fineness, it's as fine as rice powder. Its depths are hard for even a Buddha's eye to peer into. Its secrets are impossible for demons and outsiders to fathom. Leaving aside understanding three when one is raised, for this moment, still he cuts off the tongue of everyone on earth. Tell me, whose business is this? To test, I cite this case. Attention. A monk asked Pa Ling, what is this school of Kanadeva? Pa Ling said, piling up snow in a silver bowl. Piling up snow in a silver bowl. The school of Kanadeva. Kanadeva is one of the ancestors and Buddhas in our Buddha lineage. He's the successor of Nagarjuna, and he taught extensively about the interpenetration of form and emptiness. And there were various schools of his teaching in the Indian subcontinent, in China, in Japan. What is the school of Kanadeva? What's the teaching that brings together the whole of this way of practicing with what's difficult to be with, practicing with the reality of the differences of phenomena and of, if I explain it, of emptiness, of equality, of the sameness. How do you express it? So instead of giving a long, complex explanation, Baling shows it to us, piling up snow in a silver bowl. Just this, heaping up snow in a silver bowl is heaping up snow in a silver bowl. And it's important to know the difference between snow and silver. Though all white is this thing, all is this emptiness, and differences are significant and need clarification. Differences even in insight and realization. Differences especially in the particulars of accomplishment and depth and breadth of each of us. In working on this koan, Maizumi Roshi emphasized the importance of differences in realization, differences in actualization. Though all awakening is the same, yet many differences. He said, especially his teacher Yasutani Roshi emphasized this aspect of it, importance of seeing and appreciating differences of insights, differences of actualizing this. Conceptually, we could call the same and difference, the form and emptiness, which is most ordinary. This is what our ongoing practice is, and yet it's most difficult. It's nothing extra, nothing special, and yet this phenomenal world and essential world, if I use that expression, are two things. And yet, they're one thing. They're tightly interwoven. Sometimes we look at one side. Sometimes we see another side. Heaping up snow in a silver bowl. That's exactly the distinguishing. Those are black crows there. Oh, I don't see the sky. It's just all these clouds. And yet, just heaping up snow in a silver bowl is heaping up snow in a silver bowl. This Baling, or in Japanese is pronounced Hariyo, he's famous for three questions. He was a successor of Yunmen, who I spoke about recently in several cases. And the primary teachings that we have for him are three very interesting questions and answers. These are treated as koan in traditional koan practice. And I'll share them. First is, what is the path? Response, a clear-eyed person falls into a well. Second, what is the sword so sharp it cuts a hair blown against it? It's a sword that's just held up and a hair is blown by the air against it and it's cut. What's that sword? Each branch of coral holds up the moon. And then the third one is this one. What is the school of Kanadeva? Piling up snow in a silver bowl. Piling up snow in a silver bowl. This is, in a way, nature of our life. And this is actually, by bringing this up, Baling's actually bringing up a quote from what's known as the Hokkyo Zaman. Some of you might be familiar with this, because various Zen centers use this text, Jeweled Mirror Samadhi. It's by Master Dongshan, or Tozan, who's known as the founder of the Zaotong school, which is the Soto school of Zen. And he lived about 100 to 200 years before Baling. And the way he uses that expression, heaping up snow upon a silver bowl, in a silver bowl, hiding an egret in the clear moonlight. Some of you might know egrets are completely white birds. I see them often here when I go to walking in the early morning. There's a snowy egret that likes to stand in the ponds and fish. But in the clear moonlight is the brightness of the moonlight and the egret and the moonlight. Hiding an egret in the clear moon. Similar, but not identical. Blended, and yet each has their own respective position. That's what our life is. How do we live a life of the universe in which there's all sorts of circumstances which aren't the way we want? And yet, how do we embrace that and skillfully respond, or at least then notice where we are not skillfully responding, but creating harm and suffering for ourselves and others, whether with our intolerance, reactions, anger, greed? This is our practice. So always be this wonderful sky, including all the clouds and birds that seem to hinder it, but never hindered. No matter the circumstances. So I'll close with Joko's expression. Thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever.